November 4, Noah stood like a rock, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6:6-8. The world was arrayed against God's justice and his laws, and Noah was regarded as fanatic. Satan, when tempting Eve to disobey God, said to her, "Ye shall not surely die." Great men, worldly, honored, and wise men repeated the same story, "Ye shall not surely die." The threatenings of God, they said, are for the purpose of intimidating and will never be verified. You need not be alarmed. Such an event as the destruction of the world by the God who made it and the punishment of the beings he has created will never take place. So the people did not humble their hearts before God, but continued their disobedience and wickedness, the same as though God had not spoken to them through his servant. But Noah stood like a rock amid the tempest. He was surrounded by every species of wickedness and moral corruption. But amid popular contempt and ridicule, amid universal wickedness and disobedience, he distinguished himself by his holy integrity and unwavering faithfulness. While the world around him were disregarding God and were indulging in all manner of extravagant dissipation, which led to violence and crimes of every kind, the faithful preacher of righteousness declared to that generation that a flood of water was to deluge the world because of the unsurpassed wickedness of its inhabitants. He warned them to repent and believe and to find refuge in the ark. The message of Noah was to him a reality. Amid the scoffs and jeers of the world, he was an unbending witness for God. His meekness and righteousness were in bright contrast to the revolting crimes, intrigue, and violence continually practiced around him. A power attended his words, for it was the voice of God to man through his servant. Connection with God made him strong in the strength of infinite power, while for 120 years his solemn warning voice fell upon the ears of the men of that generation in regard to events which, so far as human wisdom could judge, seemed impossible. Some were deeply convicted and would have heeded the words of warning, but there were so many to jest and ridicule that they partook of the same spirit, resisted the invitations of mercy, refused to reform, and were soon among the boldest and most defiant scoffers, for none are so reckless and go to such lengths in sin as those who have once had light, but have resisted the convicting Spirit of God. How simple and childlike amid the unbelief of a scoffing world was the faith of Noah. He gave to the world an example of believing just what God said. Signs of the Times, April 1, 1886.